Home Office, Whitehall, 25th of February 1913. Sir, I am directed by the Secretary of State to say that he thinks that he ought to inform the justices of the circumstances in which Lillian Lenton, alias Ida Inkley, who was charged at Richmond on the 20th instant with setting fire to a building and was remanded until the 27th instant, has been released from prison. On her reception in HM Prison Holloway, this woman refused to take food, and by Sunday morning her condition was such that it became necessary to administer food artificially. After such examination as was possible, this was done, but she did not retain most of the food, and her condition became so serious that, in the opinion of the experienced medical officer of the prison, her life would have been in immediate danger if forcible feeding had been continued, or if she had been allowed to remain longer without food. On these facts being urgently represented to him by the medical officer, the Secretary of State felt had no choice but to allow her to be discharged from prison. She was removed about 6 p.m. on the 23rd instant to 34 Harrington Square, Mornington Crescent, to the care of her friends. Before being discharged, she promised to attend the police court on remand, but as it is understood that her medical adviser believes that she is suffering from pneumonia, it is possible she may be unable to do so. I am to add that the other prisoner, Joyce Locke, alias Wallace Worry, has also refused to take food, but it has been possible to feed her artificially without injury to her health. I am, sir, your obedient servant, signed Edward Troop. Your telegram of today's date has been received after this letter has been written.